This is Lifestyle Indy with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
Oh, good gracious. Rupert Bonham and his wife, Laura, are in our studio. Welcome!
Oh, thank you!
Thanks for having us.
So oh, my gosh, yes.
I haven't seen you. Were here 3.5 years ago when this.
It's been a while.
It has been a little while, and so many things have happened since then. Watching TV this week and know that you are on yet another reality show together.
Crazy.
Yes. They've been together on Survivor. It was Blood versus Water. How many years ago? 4 years ago?
That was
more. 2013.
2013, oh, yes.
Whoa, time flies. So from that, now a different reality show, The Amazing Race. Everybody refers to it as Race.
The Race. Yes, we went on The Race.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've gone on another great adventure together. So let's start with the process of this. Did they reach out to you and you immediately said yes? Did you guys have to think about this? What was the process of The Amazing Race?
We are so lucky.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Well, you know, I mean, ever since I've been going on Survivor, I've been on Survivor 4 times.
I know.
They call me up and ask me if I want to go and play, you know, Survivor. When they were talking, we were back and forth talking about if I was going to play Survivor or not. Last year, they passed on me, but a week went by and CBS called me up and said, well, we know you're not playing on the Survivor show. Would you and your wife like to play Amazing Race?
Oh, my gosh. They did it on purpose because they wanted you for this.
You know, it was and that, honestly, Laura had just gotten a job as a nurse on the oncology floor after we got back from Survivor.
It was a brand new RN, just got off her orientation.
Right. Yep. We came back from Survivor, Blood versus Water, and Laura was so empowered, she went out and got another degree.
Went to nursing school.
Oh,
yeah.
My. Wow. And,
hey, after you do Survivor, you can conquer the world.
You can.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
You feel like that. Oh. You really
so,
do.
So, you know, they called and asked if we would do it together, and I didn't know if Laura could get off work. I didn't know what was going on with Laura. I didn't know if she'd even really want to do it.
Right.
That's a tough game. We've watched the show. We know how hard those challenges are. It's grueling.
So I started talking to CBS about, well, even if Laura doesn't play, will you pair me up with another Survivor? Will you, you know, don't you pass it on me if Laura.
Right.
But they said, Rupert, calm down. You know, go home and talk to Laura. We talked for not even 5 minutes and we were both ready to go play the game, I think.
So Laura, I have to go back to the original Survivor and, you know, I don't know you very well, but just the demeanor of that time when I felt like there was some hesitation as to, I don't know about this and how this is going to go, even when you were on the show and had said yes, to I'm empowered and yes, we're doing this.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm kind of an introvert. I mean, I'm a kind of a quiet farm girl, you know, it's taken me out of my shell. Like
not anymore.
But the chance of, you know, 2 in 20 chance of winning $1 million.
Right.
You know?
Oh, that's,
I mean, that's a
that.
Great lottery ticket.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Really, the chances.
Yes.
And then the adventure. CBS has been paying for us to take a lot of vacations.
Oh, my gosh.
It's been
great.
But wait a second. It's not really a vacation.
It's not. It's really not.
You know, and in the past, we've talked to a lot of amazing racers that all will tell you, just like we know also now, I'd love to go back to some of the places that we went running through. Because you're not paying attention to what's around you. You're looking for clue boxes. You're looking for, and as you saw, you know, last night, us getting our flashlights out and still playing Survivor, looking behind things, looking in bushes for a clue, not understanding really the game yet.
And that's just the thing. And some of, you know, this first episode has come and gone.
Yeah.
Some of the people who played it before were even saying on camera, we know how to do this. They don't,
right,
because they're survivors. They're doing it differently. They knew to say English, 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 and find somebody that spoke the language.
Exactly,
and
right.
You did not.
You know, returning players always have an advantage, whatever game you're playing.
Oh, gosh,
you know, Big Brother, Amazing Race, Survivor, it doesn't matter when you're a returning player. You know, when you're going back to school a second time, you've got a better chance. When
There's
you're
a learning
doing
curve
anything.
To everything you've you done know, before. Of
exactly.
Course.
That's a good point.
So we knew when I saw that the Afghanimals, that some of the other teams that, you know, JJ and Art, who, thank goodness, couldn't get up the Mount Fuji last night and made it so we are able to fight another day, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
But when we saw some of these players that have made it to the end, that have played the game again, that have went through 2-3 U-turns and been okay, That's some stiff competition. The learning curve better be pretty quick, and we kind of showed we might be a little slow at that.
Kind of went from first to worst, but not the worst.
Yeah, not the worst. But we weren't the first ones out.
Right.
Oh, it was brilliant. He found that clue in the sand, and it was like, bam,
oh my gosh, you put me in the sand, you put me on the beach, you put me out, you know, oh my gosh, I'm great.
Yeah, I think we're more made out for the beach and the island.
Running through the most populated place on earth, and you know, oh my,
crazy.
A little tough.
So did you know who the other players were going to be before the show started, or was that a surprise?
When we walked out, we saw them.
So you didn't know.
They led us to believe that it was going to be a reality show, but we thought it was more Big Brother and
against survivors.
Not former not amazing racers.
Because why would you think that? That's not
exactly. Right. You know, we know. Like we say, you know, returning players. I know I'm tough in Survivor.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah, the opening line, so, you know, Rupert's all cocky, like, we're going to win this.
Right.
We're Survivors, we're tough, but it's very, it's
like, it's a totally different game.
Use the word grueling.
It is. You don't stop. Survivor, you get to chill on the island. The race, you just keep going. The stress level is just constant.
Your adrenaline is pumping all the time. Mm-hmm. It never stops. You're always in panic mode.
Do you get any sleep, or is it because you can't?
You know, well, now you saw us climbing, crawling up the stairs.
Yes.
We did actually, once we hit the pit stop, now we get a little bit of sleep. Okay. We get a little food, we get a little rest.
They do give you a little downtime.
Yeah.
They do.
They give you what? In between. They do give you downtime.
Okay.
But
so,
in between, it's...
Because they can't.
No joke.
You know,
it's
they
on.
Don't want to hurt you.
Right.
Because you could get injured. This is like severe physical, mental...
Yes.
Emotional stress level at 100.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
yes.
All of it.
Especially in Tokyo.
I recently went to China for the first time, and in Shanghai, and talked about how many people there were, and I got a sense of that, but they said that Tokyo has more people per square, and I'm like, what?
You know, and they didn't show us in this, in downtown Tokyo, and checking doors, and not all the struggle that we had. We remember running in one place where we ran up a stairwell, a dark old, you know, kind of scary stairwell. It's amazing some of the places we just kind of ran into that never would. But, oh, my gosh.
And they edit a lot out.
They could have made a whole 13-show episode off of last night.
They made you look good, is what you're
saying. We struggled a lot more. They showed 2-hour time lapse. It felt more like 8 hours, 6 hours. I'm not sure.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So here's a question. Did you train for this? Is there any way to train for The Amazing Race beforehand?
We did a little research, like looking at flags.
Right.
I mean, it's hard to study the world.
Flags of the world, you know, money of the world, see what they call
language.
Their money.
Yeah.
But it's hard to study the entire world.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
You know, that's a tough one.
Wow. So you did do some training, but it's not like we think. Like you
the
were doing Spartan races or anything.
No, trying to figure out like supplies, what you can take, what you can't take, what you might need.
Is there
a list?
Do they give you a list?
We actually kind of did some research from past players.
I did personally online and just kind of
seeing what they took. You know, what they suggest, like a whistle or a counter. Or, you know, just little odds and ends,
little things
you could take.
They more tell you what you can't take.
Right.
You can't take any electronics. You can't take anything that can get online. You can't take anything that can really help you. You can't take any maps.
Yeah.
You can't take anything, you know, nothing that can really help you. No extra money, no extra anything. You've got to collect it on the race with just what
they
give you.
Like, you're very limited what you can take.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Wow, that's really interesting.
They immediately searched us when we got there.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yes.
So how did you know... Okay, so you had some huge packs on. So was that
what was in there? Yes.
I mean, your favorite snacks?
By accident. We took way too much.
Oh, okay.
We had the biggest backpacks, I think, of everyone. We thought we needed everything.
Ginormous.
Even though we're survivors, we felt like we needed everything. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I even had 7 tank top tie-dyes in there.
Well, there was a strategy to that.
And what was
if I found a fan around the world, I would be grabbing them, asking them for help, and then giving my shirts away, giving my clothes away as we go.
Smart.
Trying to, the first one we found, and we found one in Tokyo. But the production wouldn't let us use them.
They changed the rules. They told us,
you know, where when I watched Rob and Amber play, they would grab a hold of people and put them in the car and use them for
their
tour guide.
Right.
For the entire day. I planned on being able to do that.
We were going to use Rupert's celebrityism,
but
and get
the
his
rules kind of changed, and we weren't allowed to do that one. So I started getting rid of and shedding a lot of my clothes as we were going.
Wow!
Now you talk about food and snacks in our back. Yes, I am that survivor guy. Also,
when I went to China, I took snacks too.
Oh, I had, and everywhere we stopped, if we were at a hotel and they had snacks in the bowl, I would be putting four or five in my pocket. I would have. I had nuts and dried fruit and candy and sugar and.
Is it because you get low blood sugar and you need a snack, or you just don't know when?
You're not sure your schedule, when you're going
to
eat next.
And we wanted to spend the money that they give you on each leg on supplies,
right?
Not on food.
You can buy a map when you're in the game.
Right, and we bought a lot of maps.
Tour guides, things
like
that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
It's fascinating. So how many weeks does the show take to tape? Like, how long were you actually traveling?
When we left, we were gone for almost 6 weeks.
Oh, we were.
It's a very long time.
But your daughter's older now. How old is your daughter now? She's older.
She's going to be 20 years old soon.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. She's good.
Yes. She was good.
Hey, guys. I'm going to have a
party. She's still not thrilled about mom and dad leaving.
You know, but like you say, the first Survivor I went out and did was 2003. She's kind of used to us leaving every once in a while and going and doing reality TV. Even when Laura left on
Loved Ones.
Like, how weird
is that that's the norm?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, go ahead.
When Laura left for Loved Ones, and like when I was out in Heroes versus Villains, we were out in the Samoan Islands. There's only one flight a week when we were out there in the Samoan Islands.
I got to stay 9 days.
Yeah.
9 days as a family
For a four-hour visit.
Well,
amazing.
I remember you talking about traveling to the Philippines and stuff.
Right.
How harrowing it was.
Oh, my gosh.
You just
crazy.
I have no idea. 9 days?
9 days on CBS's dime.
Wait?
Just to go
in a cool resort, hanging out.
Yeah. And they take care of you.
It's
and that's
yes.
Experience. I think that's fun for our listeners to know. You know,
right.
They take care of you. It is kind of cool.
It is fun.
It's on their dime.
It's exactly right.
You get to meet the other family members, hang out, get to know them.
Yeah.
You know, it was cool. Yeah.
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 Well, we're out playing the game.
Even though it was hanging out with Russell's wife at the time. She was cool. She was cool.
Was Jerry's sister out there? Jerry's sister.
It's nice that their family members are a little bit nicer than they are. Oh, the secrets.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're going to come back. We're going to chat more because we can, and it's so fun.
Okay.
We are here with Rupert Bonham and his wife, Laura. They're on The Amazing Race.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Woo-hoo.
And you are listening to Freedom 95.
You're listening to Lifestyle Indie with Julie Patterson on Freedom 95.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rupert Bonham, his lovely wife, Laura, they're both here with us. We're talking about The Amazing Race because they're in the middle of it for us.
Yes.
They did it. When did you tape this? Like in the summer?
Gosh,
or
June?
Last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
Last year.
June. So it's been almost
a year.
But that's how far in advance they do this production,
you know,
for these elaborate shows.
Exactly right. And that's why in the reunion shows, so many now, Survivor or Amazing Race doesn't have that final reunion. We're all together when the winner is shown. But, you know, like on Survivor, when it's 5, 6, 7, 8 months
later,
since you were in the game, it's amazing how easy it is to look so much different, how to gain so much weight, look, you know, have totally be a different person.
Right. More like this is the real person from their everyday walk of life and not the survivor person, even though you know that person's in there.
I'm glad that we still look about the same.
Oh, you guys are
darn right.
Salt of the earth. Absolutely. I'm telling you, though, you watched a show last night and it was like, man, they look great. That's why I was wondering.
Thank you.
I wondered if you did some kind of regimen
to
get in shape and...
Well, playing on Survivor, it changed me.
Yep.
Changed the way we eat, so it kind of changed my family. So I came back with some extra visitors when I left Survivor. Rupert's played 4 times, and he's fine. So I come back.
What do you mean by extra visitors?
I had some parasites.
Oh,
you know,
those
pets you can bring home and get through customs and nobody knows.
Yes. Little extra visitors, some fungus, and some other things I won't mention.
The water
but, yes.
or...
We don't really know. We actually spent some time in Thailand post-game. So, I felt great in the game. And then I had some kind of flu symptoms when we were in Thailand. So I'm not real sure.
Interesting.
A couple years of having the...
So you had to...
Having the bugs.
Yeah. So you had to eat certain... You couldn't eat certain things, probably.
Right. Well, I went to a holistic doctor that suggested eating, you know, whole foods and pure foods. So
and it changed your
kind of got my family on board, not eating fast food, you know, dropping sugar and processed flour.
Got us a lot healthier.
I feel great. I mean, I turned 50 last year, and I feel amazing. You know, I got Rupert on board. He's losing weight. Not eating as much.
You guys look great.
I don't bake like I used to.
I miss the cookies and cakes and pies.
I torture him. I torture him and don't bring it home. But he gets it at his mother's house.
Yeah,
that's what a good mom is for, right?
Yes, yes.
So
it's been life changing. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and you mentioned being empowered coming back from that Survivor episode. You mentioned getting another degree after you came back. Can you speak to that a little bit? Like, you came back from Survivor. You had this parasite bug thing, you got healthy, and then you decided, you know what else I want to do? What?
Well, sitting out there on the island. Sitting out there on the island, you're starving, you're at your most vulnerable. And I just was like, you know, my job's not filling my heart. I was in merchandising, sports merchandising. It was kind of a seasonal job. It just wasn't filling my heart. So I'm like, I need to do something else, you know, and I want to feel good about myself and help others. So Rhea was going to be a senior in high school coming up, and I'm like, she doesn't need me as much. I'll go back to school. So I went back to school, got my degree. I'm an RN now at St. Vincent Hospital.
Wow.
Hematology unit.
That's amazing.
I love it. Yeah, helping people, and it feels great. I mean, it feels amazing. I made it 21 days in the jungle. Felt like I could, do anything after that.
Here's a dumb question. Do, like, people recognize you and say stuff?
You know, I get more of the people looking at me like, How do I know you? Rupert's like, oh my God, it's Rupert. You know, they wrap their arms around him. You know, me, they're like, I think I know you from somewhere.
Are you feeling that, like, this job is very rewarding for you?
It is. I'm not going to lie. Nursing is a very stressful job. Yeah. I mean, I do not stop from the time I clock in at 7 o'clock in the morning till sometimes I don't get home till 9 o'clock at night.
Do those 12-hour
shifts. 12-hour shifts.
Oh, man.
But it's just, you know, working with cancer patients, it's just so fulfilling. You know, you help them through their day, and it's just very rewarding. And I work with some great women. I mean, it's an amazing floor.
So cool.
And a couple of dudes,
too. You don't always hear that. Yeah. they're okay in a pinch. They pull their weight, right?
Yes, they do.
All right, back to The Amazing Race. So we talked about it happened last June. How many weeks were you out on the road kind of taping this? You probably didn't even count.
No.
About a month and a half.
6 weeks. Yeah, you said about 6 weeks. So let's talk a little bit about your competition. Because I know you develop strong feelings for your Survivor competitors.
Yes.
Because you do get to know them.
Right.
You're with that. You're not with these people 24/7, but there's enough interaction. There was trash talk in the first episode.
You know,
not going to lie. I heard them trash talking you.
It was the Survivors, actually, that were trash talking me. Yes! You know, getting Eliza and Corinne.
Survivor's not a nice game.
No, it's not.
It's a good point.
The girls there, Corinne and Eliza, they already admitted to being, you know, some of the bad ones.
Yes.
You know,
calling Rupert fat.
I know. Old.
What?
When I saw the Afghanimals experience, the Afghanimals, I have always thought they were some of the best darn reality amazing racers out there.
And
they had
with
the big eyes for us, you know? Leo and Jamal, they're two great guys. And you're going to see next week
In an upcoming episode.
They already showed the previews where we're all four together in a little tuk-tuk. And, you know, these guys are trying to help us. We're creeping in the alliances of Survivor and trying to get some, help and encouragement from some of the toughest amazing racers.
So there are some alliances in The Amazing Race, even though it's played very differently than Survivor.
Well, it's kind of nice because Rupert's the hero. I mean, not all of them, a few of them are very starstruck, like Rachel for one.
Yeah,
she was very excited to see Rupert.
And
Brittany and Janelle.
Being able to have that is not a bad thing when it's coming up on a U-turn or a decision where somebody's going to get, you know, messed over. I don't want to be that team that has to do both challenges.
And let me guess, you use that to your advantage.
You are right.
We do what we can.
Yes, you know, yes. I like being the good guy.
Well, because I think
I try and be the good guy.
That's who you are.
I might not be an angel, but I'm no yes, horse's
we,
butt.
We saw you take yeah. everybody's shoes. We
oh, know. Yes. You know,
he's got it in
there's,
him.
There's a little there.
Yes.
Just like I show my kids in my mentoring program. And you got to check out rupertskids.org. But my mentoring program, one of my mantras is, you know, you don't have to be an angel. Just stop being a bad guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I might say a little harder than bad
guy. A little harsher.
But, you know, just showing them that these young men and women, showing even the community, mm-hmm. these young men and women coming out of the system, it's amazing what we can do, what they can do, how we can all help each other. Just like I was talking with Leo and Jamal, the Afghanimals on Amazing Race, how, you know, we are the newbies on the race. We need a little bit of help. Can you help us out? And playing to, you know, their strengths and mm-hmm. kind of stroking their ego. And lo and behold, they were willing. He looks right at me and says, if you could keep up, well you could chase us
we
through
sure
the
tried.
Whole race. Oh my gosh, yeah, yes. You're going to see us running like crazy.
Oh my goodness yes. gracious.
Yeah.
So, you know, you mentioned Rupert's Kids. We're talking about you guys being on the Amazing Race.
Yeah.
How do you use the things that you've learned? I mean, totally from Survivor, obviously. You've been doing
right.
that a lot longer. And the Amazing Race combined. How do you use that for Rupert's Kids? And you're such a great support system. I'm sure you're very involved as well, Laura.
Being able to use what we've seen on TV. You know, we get so many great examples of people being good and people being bad on TV.
That's true.
And you even, a lot of times you'll see the consequences of it where, you know, even where Evil Russell sometimes was the winner and sometimes, you know, but would always turn around and wonder why nobody wanted to follow him, why nobody wanted to be around him, why nobody, you know, respected him. In our kids in our mentoring program, some of the best leaders are those that will walk arm in arm with each other, will share that limelight, will help others mm-hmm. instead of just looking at how you can take for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, Laura and I have been able to for years show what a positive relationship is, what, you know,
great example
an adult situation, an adult that is able to keep control even in a stressful situation. Now, I will say that last, you know, that first episode of Amazing Race, mm-hmm. when you see me looking like a drowned rat, and it's not the rain, it's the sweat and the stress,
oh, yeah.
and I look right at Laura and I think, oh my God, what the heck are we doing here? I don't know if this was a good idea or not.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
And I look at Laura and get strength from Laura.
Yeah, she's the anchor, the strong one.
Exactly
says,
right.
Oh, in we're our, doing this. Yeah.
When you were talking about how we would prepare, we talked about that earlier on when one of us is feeling bad, the other one's going to step up. The other one's going to grab a hold and say it's okay.
Yes.
We're not going to be fighting. We're
right,
going to be
like
empowering. And you use those same things that you can see on TV to show in the work program, in the mentoring program, in the community, in the fourth grade class, how it really is supposed to be, how we work together and help each other.
Wow.
You know, and the power of TV is amazing. These kids today, if it's on TV, it's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, sure.
So I love it when we actually can use it for our good.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been wonderful.
And we haven't seen enough episodes yet, but it was evident in that first one, at least, that, yeah, you're not snippy with each other and mean. I mean, some of those Amazing Race partners,
especially
if you want to call them
the
partners,
married couples.
Yes. Oh, horrible.
Well, when you've been married for...
Or the fiancéed ones, too.
Well,
ones that have been together for a while.
Even some of the daters that by the
it's
end like, of it realize, I don't think I want to be with this person. But when you've been,
it's
like,
ugly.
Laura and I... Yeah. We, you know, we were friends for a year, then we dated for a year, then we were engaged for a year, and then we've been married coming up on 22 years.
Congratulations.
That's a pretty long relationship. Mm-hmm. We know each other very well.
Mm-hmm. We've seen each other at our worst
we've
and our
been
best.
Known yeah. to, yeah. you know, good bicker point. And yeah. fight when we get in stressful situations.
Right.
We just realized we're not going to do that in this. And
I
we work together.
It's interesting that you actually talked about that
right.
before you went out. Hey, we're not going to be those people.
Well, we're real
because
people.
Because we're not
yes.
those people.
We're not those people.
Yes. Right. And we don't want to let the stress of this game push us into being somebody we're not.
Do you try to have a really good time? Even though it was so grueling and stressful and tiring to stop. You know, I'm like, at one moment, like there was somewhere we were.
And,
Rupert, stop. Just take a look. Look at this. It's beautiful. It's amazing. Right. Just stop for a second. It gives me goosebumps just saying it. Because, you know, you have to take the...
Yep.
All of it.
Yep.
Take all of it. Yeah. Yes.
Do you feel pressured, though, because of what you do with Rupert's kids? And we're going to save a whole show and talk about Rupert's kids in a couple of weeks. So I know we've only touched on it. Do you feel a pressure to be a certain demeanor or... Because you know, they look up to you, you're leading them. You're showing them by example. I mean, you're like the person in their lives that they have never had before and probably never will. I mean, you're showing them how to be a man in this world.
You know, it's I show everyone in our program that we are all the same. We're all still wanting to feel like we fit. We all still want to have that security and that peace of mind. We all not want to know that we have some value. We also still struggle with being able to always keep control of some of those emotions that are in us that, you know, if we were not taught when we were younger how to keep control of our emotions, it's a little harder as you get older. In Survivor, in Amazing Race, in, you know, in some of these episodes that you've seen me on TV, I don't always keep control. I lose control kind of, you know, multiple times. But if you're that person that honestly doesn't have the anger in your heart or the hatred or the animosity, it doesn't really come out. My anger for little Johnny Fairplay when he voted for me, or, you know, evil Russell when he ripped the cross off his neck, and, you know, I'm begging God to strike him dead, you know, bolt of lightning.
Yeah.
You know,
Rupert.
But you know, it's okay to be a little emotional as long as you don't carry it too far. And the happy emotions and the excitement, oh my gosh, that, you know, why contain them? Just be happy.
Well, that's who we are. I mean, we're emotional people.
Oh yes.
I would call it passionate.
Well, I tell people I'm a real life cartoon character. I'm a little animated, you know, a little hair scary, and real.
Very real.
Real.
We are here with Rupert Bonham, Laura Bonham. Thank you for being on the show today. We're in 2 weeks, they're going to be back. We're going to talk more about not just your reality television appearances, but Rupert's kids.
Exactly right. And check out rupertskids.org.
Yes.
Hit that donate button, please.
Okay.
All right.
And you are listening to Lifestyle Indie on Freedom 95.